car Miss Maroisov. The Kerl of Rashi said that means type of hangers, that the Chenveni, the storekeeper, hangs his things outside to show off his merchandise. So the Iker is the nails. If that's metal, it's Makabatuma. Besulam by a ladder. Halachachar Shlivoisev. You go with the planks on the ladder. If it's made out of metal, it's Makabatuma. Be Arase. Halachachar Shal Shlivoisev. The Arase. So Rashi that's was nine the weights. So the yikr of the weight is the chain that you hang it with. The chachamim maimrim though, no, hakoil holach achra maimid. The yikr is the maimid. You go above, so what's holding up everything? If that's made out of metal, it's makabotumah. If it's not, it's not makabotumah. But go upon him, this is the terror to the steer and the brisa. If an isha goes out with a ring that has a chesim shichayit chatis, because the yikr is like the chemia is the chesim, and it's not called a tachshit. And this brisa says it is called a tachshit, holds like a tanakama, the yikr is the ring. Rav Amar Letzdodim Ketoni. Our Brisa says Letzdodim. Yeshale Chaisim. If it has a Chaisim on it, if it has a signet, is Tachshed Ish. Then it's called a Tachshed Ish. That's why it's Mekabel Tumah, because it's called a Kli for Ish. Eino Le Chaisim. If it doesn't have a Chaisim, Tachshed Ishim. Ben Echlami for Shabbos, if an Isha goes out with a Kli, with a ring that has a Chaisim on it, should be Chayiv Chatis, because it's not called a Tachshed for an Isha, it's only called a Tachshed for the man. Reb Nachman, Reb Yitzchok, Oman, Tuma, Shabbos, Keromis. What's the whole steer to start off with? Yes, in the Kasha, on Hilchas Shabbos, Tilchas Tuma. The what? Since our Mishnah says, if an Isha walks out with the ring that has a chesim, she's chayiv chatis, to see it's not called a tachshit, it should not be called a kli. So therefore, it's a Kasha, why is it Mekabel Tuma? It's not called a kli. The Teret says, Hilchas Tuma has its own halacha. And Tuma Kli Maisa, Rachmona Torah says it has to be a Kli Maisa. Well, Kli, and it's called a Kli Maisa. You could do things with this Kli. You could sign your name with it. That's the way we used to sign then. Shabbos, though, Mishum Masui. By Shabbos, the question carrying out this ring is called a Masui. Now, what's the heter? That if it's a Tachshit, it's bought to the goof. But an Isha does not wear a ring with a signet for a Tachshit. Is Mishum Masya Rachmona. Ain't Ole Chaisim. If the ring does not have a Chaisim on it, then Tachshit. It has a shame Tachshit, then she's mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. It's like a bottle to the goof. Yerisha Ole Chaisim, but if it has a Chaisim on it, then we say it's Ksiru the Masli, and therefore she's Chayiv Chatis. Ben Achanami, if Hilchas Tuma, both of these are called the Keli, and therefore they're Mekabel Tuma. Right, the Mishnah says, V'loi B'machut, She'ena Nekuva. Anisha cannot go out with Shabbos with a pin. With a needle that does not have a hole in it. So the diak is that midirais it's mutter. It's only yosim midirabonin. For the gemara lo my chazia. Why is it mutter midiraisa? What can she use? What tarshit is it to walk out with a pin that doesn't have a hole in it? Omalay abaya. Omar Rav Yosef. Hail the yisha ageres bosara. Anisha uses it to keep a hair in place. So since she's using it for tashmish of her body, that's like bot to the goof, that's also had to walk out with it. It should be like a type of a girdle, like something Isha wears around her to hold up the stockings, which is tahor, fitishdori, and she's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because the pshat is, since it's made with tznius to hold up, we're not afraid she'll take it off and show somebody. So here also, if the pin is made to hold the hair in place, we should not be afraid she'll take it off on Shabbos to show a friend, because it's a tznius. Elo tirgmo rav ador narshoi kaimed rab yosef hail the isha cholekes busara, that the purpose of this needle is not to hold the hair in place, but like to part the hair. When she makes hair, she likes to part it, so she uses this needle to part it. You can't part your hair on Shabbos. You can't like make your hair on Shabbos. So what purpose of a kli does it have on Shabbos? On my rova, tach shel zov yeshlo. There it says this needle, even though it's used to part the hair, but it also has a shem tachshit on it. It has a piece of gold on it. Al reisha on the top of it. In the middle of the week, chalek is bosara. She uses it to separate her hair. B'Shabbos, but on Shabbos. Menichto keneged padachta. On Shabbos, she doesn't use it to set a hair, but she uses it rather to let it stick out on her forehead as a piece of jewelry, that the gold is sticking out. Therefore, on Shabbos, midiraisa, it's mutafa to wear it, because it's called a tachshit, but midirabona, the Mishnah says, she cannot go out, because we're afraid she'll take it off and show somebody on Shabbos. Rashi says, Lamai chazit Rashi, letachshit etoni enichayev eschatis. is what can Isha do with this needle? It's mashmir, it's that there's now Isha the Raisa, so it has to be some tashmish for her. Ayeras Bosara, Hayetse Chusta Kishura, the hair that stick out. For the Gemara Bazoya, let it be like a virus that she used. Rashi says, he came in at Sada, Shoistin, the Shuker, to make for thighs. Me abot the Shuker, to keep up the stockings, the Hotkin, Shle Yipla Ragla. She has a strap around the thigh to keep up the stockings. Is the Hira, the Lap Tashati. It's not Makabatum, it's not called the Kli. El Tashmish Labot the Shuker. The real purpose of it is to keep the stockings up. It's a Tashmish to the person. The Evi Kitabas Hakelim. The Armenian Torah is the Perkin Liel. The Yaitzim Baba, she could walk out with it. She Tzorach Le Imbot the Shuker. Because she needs it for her stockings. The Heavy Master of Yaitzim, the Hivan Tzniusahi. Without this, to keep up the stockings is an Ein of Tzniusahi. We're not afraid she'll take it off. Umach to show somebody. The same thing with this needle. Let's knees the sarm be shevram. Why is she keeping this needle there to hold the hair in place? Because sar is called an erva by an ishim. She won't show off. She won't take it off to show off. To show somebody be shusavavim. Because she doesn't want the hair to become uncovered. The kasher is if the purpose of this needle is to keep the hair in place. So it should be mutter to wear it because it's not called the masri, because it's called the tashmish of the adam. And we should not be afraid that she'll take it off because it's a sneeze. She won't take it off for shusar rabim. Elamayit pshat from the thindle is cholekis. It rashi lakan lakan and separates the hair. The yem saroisha shakur and gyusa blas. Over Shabbos lamay chazif read the gemara rabbi Shabbos and the cholekis is sarum. On Shabbos the isha doesn't make a hair. And she was afraid she'll pull out the hair. Or else, Tom, this the ninja of Kleas, of making your hair, of like braiding the hair, which you're not supposed to do on Shabbos, to braid the hair. So on Shabbos, she doesn't use it for this purpose. So why would she be going out with it? The Teretz is Tashel Zog Eshla Roisha. It has a piece of gold on it for Echad. The Asheni Uketzev, and the second part has a pin to it. The Choyel Mimil, the Wite Cholekesara, she separates the hair with it. Bukets, over Shabbos, and on Shabbos, the toich voice ukitz b'shavcha on Shabbos she sticks the needle into like the kerchief. V'yatasha b'roisha sheni munach apadachta, and the golden piece that's the ornament that's the tashit sticks out on the forehead. So she goes out to that on Shabbos to be able to wear it for jewelry. So that's why it's lost in the rabbanim. Maybe she'll take it off. So really, the place speaks out that once we're saying it's a piece of jewelry, like hashda lehoyitzorach leimishavlekas b'sara. It's not legeya that she could separate it here with it anymore. The ikur is that it's a piece of jewelry. But he says that's the emes, that this jewelry, it has two points to it. That it has a pointy part that you can use to separate your hair, and the other part is to make yourself look nice as a piece of jewelry. Zakti Mishnah. Lo yetzayu ish b'sandal ha-mesumer. On Shabbos, a man cannot walk out with shoes that has like pikes, has like nails sticking out of them. Strashi sandal ha-mesumer shel eight. It was a wooden cleat, a wooden shoe. Who the toichvim mismoris and has a lot of nails inside it. Lamala lechazek atachtem, to make it strong, imelyon, to make the top and bottom part strong. The gemara forash my time goes rubei. What's the issa to walk out with shoes that has nails sticking out like points coming out of the shoe? Vaita v'loy biyochid, you can't walk out just with one shoe on Shabbos. Bizman shein baraglov maka. If you don't have a maka, if you don't have a maka on one foot, like one foot has a wound. Then it'll be mutter to wear one shoe. But if you don't have a wound, you're not allowed to walk out with one shoe on Shabbos. Because the gzera will be choshed, maybe you're carrying the other shoe. Shrashi v'lei b'yochid, v'lei b'sam v'yochid, b'zman shem brak v'makah, b'shas v'sham v'forish, v'lei l'chashdeh, l'toyin lei l'chavrei. It's the toyin lei l'chavrei to say chanofei, that the other shoe you're holding underneath your arm. Veloshin Rabbi Yisrael, another Pshat Rashi says, is Dilma Mechachile, people laugh at you. Vishokan, you take off the one shoe you're wearing. Tilishalafle, umamtile, biyode, and you walk with it in your hands. Vishikha Shabbos, and you forget today is Shabbos. Oh, me, oh, bizman, sheyesh paragle maka, but if you have a wound on one leg, shari, then it's muta. Vigmora boyi, baimene yoivle. In which foot do you put the shoe? Do you put the shoe on the foot that you have the wound, or do you put the shoe on the other foot? But Akopon, if you have a wound, then it's a shkir to go out with one shoe. Then we're not afraid that people think either you're carrying the other shoe, or else people won't start laughing at you, and we're not afraid you'll take off the shoe and carry it. But if you don't have a maki, it's also to walk out on Shabbos, go out with Shabbos wearing only one shoe. So the Mishnah v'lei b'tfilin, a man can wear tfilin on Shabbos. V'lei b'kemeya, and not a kemeya, an amulet, That's like a charm. That's for a refuah to keep you. If you get sick, you wear this kameya. It makes you, gives you refuah. Bizman shayna min amumcha. If it wasn't checked out 3 times, didn't heal you. But if it healed you 3 times, that's called like a takshit, and you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. V'lei b'shiryon v'lei b'kasta. These are type of a shield that you wear when you go out to fight in the army. V'lei b'megfayim. V'megfayim. We'll see in the Gemara. It's also a type of a shield that he wears for Muhammad, the Yom Yotza, but if he walks out wearing these shields on Shabbos, Eino Chayiv Chattis. He's not Chayiv Chattis. The Heis Mediraiz says it's called like a Malbish. Why is it Rashi? Shiryu and Kastu Mikfayim Aforish Begmor. The Gemara will explain. Eino Chayiv Chattis, Tekula Min Malbushim Ninu. They're all type of clothing. Bechayel Muhammad. Since in the middle of the weekday you wear this when you go to fight, therefore on Shabbos is still called the Beged, and there's no Issur D'oraisa to wear it out. Mashmas only Yosem in the Rabbi. Here's up to Gemara. Sandal HaMesumer Mai Taima. What's the time the Rabbanan said that you can't go out with a shoe that has nails on it? So the Gemara Omar Shmuel Shalefi HaGzeiro Hoyu. It was a time when the government, the Romans, Mr. made a Gzeiro to ask the Yidin from doing mitzvahs. People used to run away from the Gzeira. They used to hide themselves in a cave. They would say, whoever comes in, let them come in. Because the pshat is, when you come in, you'll look around and make sure no enemies are looking, so you'll get in safe. Nobody will know where you are. But when you leave the hiding place, nobody should go out. Because they're afraid when you go out, the goyim will see you, and they'll know where we're hiding. Trashe nichnas ikones, haroitzel ikones ikones shanichnas yira tchila. First to look around, make sure, shein not a goy, nobody sees you. So let you come in. V'vayoytze ayoytze, shem yesh oivim bibachutz, maybe there are enemies outside. V'ulo yoda, and you don't know when you come out that they're watching you. V'yiru, they'll see you. V'yavinu shonu kan, they'll understand that we are here. So that was the maisa, they were hiding in the caves. The Maisa was Neapach Sandoloi Shalechud. One of the people had his sandals turned around opposite way. Is when he came in, Kisvurim Haim Echod Mehem Yotze. They thought that one person went out, because the shoe steps in the ground looked as if they're going outwards. Veru Oyevim. And they're afraid that the Oyevim, the enemies, saw them, saw this person leave. The Yachshav Boyin Aleim. And now the enemy is going to come inside the cave and kill us all out. Is Dochu Zeb, is everybody panicked inside and started to push one another? For Hogu Zeb Zeb, and all the Eden inside killed one another. Yoise more Mimash Orgu Behem Oivim. More than the enemies killed them, they killed themselves. So this was the Maisa that happened. Maisa is because the Eden were wearing this sandal, this type of shoe that had pegs inside of nails sticking out. So they were pushing one against the other, the pegs killed the other ones. Such Rashi, Neapach Sandoloi, Shiesh Loishtei Peyos, a sandal has 2 corners to it, V'yochlo Noyolomi Beistodin, you can tie it on both sides. Avo Niker, Miulifnim, Miulioch, it's Niker though, which side is the front, like one side is the pointy, one side is the round. Ukishinoyolomi, when you tie it, Zehopach, one person turned around the shoes the other way. Niros, that looks on the ground, Hanichnath, the one that came in, is Kiluhu Yates, as if he went outside. The Nikr Mokoyma Bekarka, and it was Nikr his place in the Karkam, so the people inside thought that one of them left. So they got panicked. For Horguze, as there's a Rashi, Bidchikosim, they were pushing. Shoyu Sandalei Musumorim, because their sandals had these nails taken out of them. Kain Oysum, Shoyusim Laragli Asusim, the same type of sandals, shoes you make for a sus, Roshayim Ovim, that the head of it is very thick. Here also it had nails sticking out of the shoes. So Gemara Beloy ben Elozer Omer, Bemoro Hayyoshim. The mice was a little bit different. They were sitting in the caves. They were afraid of the goyim. Vishamu Keil Meyagabi Amor, and they heard a noise, a voice from top of the mor. So Toys learns Latin. The mice was Keil Shal Sandal Hamasumer, that they heard the goyim trampling with their sandalum that had the nails inside it. Kisvurim Hayu Shabu Aleim Oivim. They thought that the goyim found out where they are and they're coming in. Dochu Zeb Zeb Orgu Zeb Zeb. And they pushed one another and panicked and they killed one another. Yoisim Imash Orgu Behem Oivim. More than what the Oivim killed them. Rami by Yecheskel Leimer, the Beis HaKnesses Hayu Yeshvim. The mice was a little bit different. They were sitting in shul. Vishamu Koyel Miachura Beis HaKnesses. They heard a noise from the back of the Beis HaKnesses. Is Kisvurim, the Yidin inside, thought, Hayu Shebo Aleim Oivim, that the Goyim found out where they're hiding and they're coming to get them. Is Dochu Zeb Zeh, they panicked and pushed one another. For Hogu Zeh Zeh Yoisim Imar Shehogu Behem Oivim. And by pushing and hurting and killing one another, they killed more than the Goyim killed themselves. And the Rashi learns the Pshat of Horgu Zehzeh, Pidchikosim, by pushing, Shoyu Sandalehem Misumorim, because their sandals had these nails sticking out. Kenoisim, Shoyisim, Bagli, Asusim, Roshemov. So the Gemara of Yosei Shur, at that time, Omri, the Chom made Gzeir and said, Al Yeitze Odom Bisandal HaMasumor, a person is not allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing such shoes that have, wearing such sandals that have these nails sticking out from the soles. For at the Gemara, if this is the time of the Gzeiro, Hihochi Buchil Namulisasur, they should even answer people from wearing a sandal amasumer in the middle of the weekday. Like it has nothing to do with the Issa Shabbos, the Stamak Gzeiro. About that one time the Eden killed one another by pushing with their shoes, we don't want the Eden to wear these shoes. And for the Gemara, Maisa ki heavy b'Shabbos heavy. The Maisa at that time happened was on Shabbos. In fact, they were in the Beis HaKnesses then, they were the hiding then. But since the Maisa happened on Shabbos, Chas Chomer made a gzera, like to remember that murder, that happening. And since it happened on Shabbos, they only asked us from wearing this shoe, this type of a sandal on Shabbos. For the Gemara, Biyomtev Lishtari, I Bizayan Yomtev should be mutif. The mice happened on Shabbos, only Shabbos should be Yosef, not Yomtev. Aloma Tanan, how come we learned? Rashi Ayetzai Ish B'Shabbos. Therefore, the Chom made a gzera not to go out on Shabbos, can force the Kamei. The B'Shabbos, so you mice, the main Amor Osil. The Chom acid, like the mice happen. Aloma Tanan, the Mesech, the Beitzo, Mishal, Chet Gemara, I Bizayan, why is it also on Yomtev? Aloma Tanan, what we